Special call meeting for Tuesday, September 2nd, 25 is called order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Pursuant to Alabama Code Section 11-46-55A, commencing at 12 o'clock noon on the first Tuesday after the election, the municipal governing body shall proceed to open the envelopes addressed to the governing body, which have been delivered by the returning officers to the municipal court, canvass the returns, and ascertain and determine the number of votes received by each candidate and for and against each proposition submitted at the election. If it appears that any candidate or proposition in the election has received a majority of the votes cast for that office or that question, the municipal governing body shall declare the candidate elected to the office or the question carried, and a certificate of election shall be given to the individual by the municipal governing body or a majority of them, which shall entitle the individuals so certified to the possession of their respective offices immediately upon the expiration of the terms of the predecessors as provided by law. That's why we're here. So if y'all could decipher that. Okay.
All right. So I will go into the provisional votes before we get to the resolution. Every council member and mayor, that you have the resolution drafted in front of you. There's also the recapitulation sheet that might be easier to tally on because that already has a subtotal. But I will go through these. I do not read the names of the voters out loud, but the box is sealed. There were 13 provisional votes, ballots cast. According to the letter that I received from the Board of Registrars, 7 of those are eligible to be counted. The other six, the reasons were, one was voting in the wrong district. They were in the Foley district. And then the other 5 were not registered at the time of election to vote. So that's why those six are not being counted. But,
and you said we had 3 provisionals?
13 total. Mm-hmm. And 6 are not to be counted.
Right.
7 are counted. So bear with me. And basically the process is the poll workers, as they take these, when somebody has a, if they don't appear on the voter's list, to not disenfranchise a voter, they'll let them go ahead and vote a ballot, but there's all this paperwork in the provisional ballot that they have to put together. It stays sealed in this box until the Board of Registrars can review all the paperwork that gets submitted, and then they send me a list of who I can count and who not. So that's what this is for. All right. Thank you. and then I'm going to shuffle the ballots so even I won't know who's voted for what. And we'll get this done.
I have to hurry up and go buy a Powerball ticket.
I'm sorry. I missed that.
I said I have to hurry up and go buy a Powerball ticket.
$1.3 billion. Yeah.
$1.3 billion.
That's really where they doing best.
How long this takes in the larger cities, but very grateful for our size right now.
Renee, there's a very kind letter that Jennifer Jackson wrote, and in the 13 years I've been here, I've never seen one received like that. So congratulations,
thanks.
You've done a really good job.
We've had a really good group of co-workers, who I'm sure everyone knew, and I'm glad we had a good group that we didn't have to deal with any drama. First one, if everybody wants to tally along, and then at the end I'm going to read out the totals and just everybody check me to make sure I have the finals correct, and then we'll make sure everything is posted on this way. Okay, so plus one for Tony Kennan, plus one for Jack Robertson, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jerry Johnson, plus one for Robert Stewart. Plus one for Jeffrey Boyd, plus one for Jack Robertson, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jerry Johnson, plus one for Robert Stewart. Plus one for Tony Kennan, plus one for Tom Connerly, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jerry Johnson, plus one for Robert Stewart. Plus one for Jeffrey Boyd, plus one for Jack Robertson, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jane East, plus one for JoJo McCarron. One for Tony Kennan, plus one for Tom Connerly, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jerry Johnson, plus one for JoJo McCarron. All right, two more to go. Plus one for Tony Kennan, plus one for Jack Robertson, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jerry Johnson, plus one for JoJo McCarron. All right, last one. Plus one for Jeffrey Boyd, plus one for Jack Robertson, plus one for Annette Mitchell, plus one for Jerry Johnson, plus one for Robert Stewart. Bless you. Okay. So the total I am getting for Jeffrey Boyd is 1,287. The total I am getting for Tony Kennan is 1,901. The total I am getting for Tom Connerly is 1,000 even. The total for Jack Robertson is 2,089. The total for Ginger Harrelson, 1,647. The total for Annette Mitchell, 1,448. Right. The total for Jerry Johnson is 2,059. And the total for Janice, 983. Total for JoJo McCarron, 1,466. Total for Robert Stewart is 1,583. Did anyone get any different numbers from this?
I did not.
Okay, great. Sometimes arithmetic. Okay. So that does not change any of the results. And I have the certificates of election. We just need the mayor to sign the policies, and then I'm ready for a resolution.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second. Discussion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adjourned.
All right, thank you. And
thank you.